Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stop and have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I'm a Boston girl up here in Maine, and up here in Maine for the greater good of humankind. Actually, if you really think about it, working on the film that I'm working on, the Valkyrie, yeah, it is for the greater good of mankind. You can say that. I mean, I'm playing a superhero, and I got to say, it's a lot of hard work, and all those stuntmen out there, I just got to tell you, for the past couple of years, you know, you talking with me, the guys out there in Hollywood or anywhere in China and stuff, I just want to say thank you so much, because I've looked up to you guys for so long my whole life, and I'm very, very thankful that I actually do get to talk to you fellas, and I just wanted to say thank you. And it is a week of giving thanks, even though every day you should give thanks every day for everything. And on Thursday, I will be celebrating Harvest Day. No, I'm not going to say the other way people think they should say it, but it's actually Happy Harvest Day. And all my Native American sisters out there, I'd like to say, you know, Happy Harvest Day. Anyway, I'm going to talk about many different things. I don't have a guest day. I don't have a lineup. So, as you know, what do? I go blah, 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 blah. So if anybody wants to call in, it's 877-907-7217. There is two telephone numbers, so this is one of them, 347-989-1473. And then another one, 877-907-7217, 347-989-1473, and 877-907-7217. And I'm here with my co-host, little Jackie Chan Kitty. And I just got this new teacup. It's really awesome, because I actually went down with a bunch of people, Bro and his daughter's birthday was yesterday, so we had dim sum, which is awesome, awesome, awesome. And it's actually China Pearl and Woven, and it was really a great time. And if, for those who haven't had dim sum, it's just amazing. Like, they come out like ninjas, and it's like, you know, not to paraphrase it just because someone's Asian, but no, seriously, you turn around, they got the car. So he says, you want this and this and this and this. I don't even know what to do, where to look for a purse. So they're on all this stuff, and oh, my gosh, those buns that you see, like, in the Kung Fu movies and stuff, oh, my God, that's what I got a chance to have. It's like, well, of course I get to have it because going to the Asian markets, I just, like, love getting those buns. And they're awesome. There's these little white buns. They have stuff inside. Sometimes they have, like, a pudding or a custard or bean or meat or something. They're so good. And it's like you just want to keep eating them and eating them. But, you know, it's quite all right. And I'll tell you why it's quite all right. To eat all that food yesterday. And I'm just still thinking about it. I was like, oh, man, I want some of those buns. But, you know, I know another day will be coming up. I think Chinese New Year is actually February 10th this year. Last year was Valentine's Day. So it's like a double hitter for me. And I get to enjoy all these other holidays. And I'm really blessed because knowing people that have come into my life, I've been lucky enough to be able to enjoy celebrations, and a lot of the Asian culture celebrations, I get to experience that. And drinking some water here, and I'm trying to block the kitty. Sometimes she tries to drink out of my cup. We went to this market yesterday, and it was in Burlington, Mass., and it was called HT Market. It was amazing, utterly, utterly amazing. I don't know where to look at first, and that's where I got my special teacup. I finally have a dragon on my teacup, so I'm very much, you know, excited about this. And I have the video chat up, and it says there's a guest in the chat room. I have no idea what they're going to say, if they're listening or not. Maybe they just want to listen to the show. I know sometimes people are shy, and they just want to listen to the show. So I just typed up, hi, hello, who's ever in the chat room. So I don't know if they respond back. Like I said, sometimes people just want to listen to the show. I don't know if people like listening to me. I've been looking on my archives. So there's been like hundreds of people listening to my show. I mean, not necessarily live, but after in the archives. So I guess people enjoy me talking. So I'll just keep going, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I'm very, very excited. And now, you know, besides trying to eat salads and such like this, I just got my own brand new elliptical trainer. I actually put it together myself. It took me a couple hours, and I'm just so excited. I love it, love it, love it. And even after this show, I'm going to get on the elliptical trainer, and I'm going to work out. I just love working out. I've always had a passion for working out, and I tend to notice in my life, people that aren't passionately motivated to work out, if I've been around them, it just seems to kind of almost rub off on me. And it's kind of like I've given up the fact of trying to sometimes push people that are just too lazy to work out. I don't have the, like, time to, like, want to motivate people who don't even want to be motivated themselves. I try to motivate people, but, you know, if they want to, you know, be happy the way they are, then let them be stuck that way. I've learned you just can't please people. They're just not happy. Sometimes they're just miserable no matter what you do and how you help people in this world. They're just very, very miserable people. So I'm going to stay around the people that are actually happy and make my life more happier. And I even, as you can see, I've got a picture of everyone that I went down and had dim sum with, and everybody's smiling and having a good time and enjoying ourselves yesterday. So I was like, I just wish that day didn't end, but, you know, I look forward to other great days like that. And for me personally, I would not change places for anyone in the whole entire world, not with anyone at all, because I know my time's going to come, and eventually the day I'm working on Jackie Chan said, I mean, everybody's been following me for so many years now, and, you know, it's a great feeling that now with the support of people, not just people that, you know, are in my life, but it's also people from different places, which that's why I feel honored, because now it's more and more people. If you actually go on my Facebook page, you'll actually see people leaving me comments and stuff, and I feel very special and just feel very blessed that people really believe in me more and more, and I don't think I could ask for any more. You know, the support is really great, and I appreciate all the people that support me in my dream. Because my dream has been going on for a while, and I've been working on it. I've been working on film sets, you know, doing things I'm supposed to do, which, you know, I want to become worthy to work with Jackie Chan. And guess what? I and Jackie Chan knows I exist. And that is half the battle. And I've talked with him. So it's kind of something where I know, you know, it's like through the internet, it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. And I had a chance to talk with him a couple of times. So I feel very blessed to be able to get a hold of Jackie Chan. So, you know, it's something where I think people would think, with everything that I know, I mean, I know where Jackie lives and all sorts of stuff, they think I'd probably be bothering him and such. And it was like, no, actually, even on his Facebook page, there's one that he has, it's over 28 million people. Once in a while, I kind of leave a comment and such, but that's actually before it was over 28 million people. That's, you know, I was able to talk with him on that. I mean, there's other ways, and I'm not going to say what it is, but, you know, I was very lucky and very blessed to, you know, just get into contact with Jackie. People thought I wouldn't be able to do it, and I did. And, you know, I don't care if people don't think I'm not going to work on Jackie's set, because I know I am. And I have people that are rooting for me and that are people that are actually helping me. And in fact, working on Falcare, I'm going to be very happy when I get my copy of Falcare, when all's said and done and we premiere it in the theaters, that we will, yeah, we are going to premiere that in the theaters. I'm not kidding about that, Falcare, which when I get my own copy, I'll be able to give it to Jackie to show him, you know, all the hard work we've done. So, you know, it's something where it's just an amazing, amazing feeling to be able to do what you want to do in your own life. Because when I was little, I think I've mentioned this before, is the fact that I've always, like, wanted to play a Wonder Woman type of character. And, oh my gosh, I think I got a friend on here. Terry, hold on for 1 second. I just want to finish what I was saying. Oh my God, I'm just so excited. But I'm very, very ecstatic about the end of the play in Falcare. And I've always wanted to play Wonder Woman. And this is a film where I am playing a superhero, Wonder Woman, with other Wonder Women. And my brother's playing Thor. And if you come to my Facebook page, Shelly Nunchucks Finnegan, S-H-E-L-L-Y-N-U-N-C-H-U-C-K-S, Finnegan, F-I-N-N-E-G-N, you can come to my page. If you friend me, you'll be able to see everything. Now, I'm going to, like, say hi to Terry here. Hi, girlfriend! I gotta say hi. Let's see. I don't know if she's going to get it, but one of the women that I actually call my sister is actually locked in the chat room. So, hi! She's writing back to me. And to let you know, people, I have the video chat poked out, and I know sometimes some people have problems listening to me live. So, hi, Terry! She's actually one of I call her a sister, and I just she's typing right now. This is great. I love it when I know people that like calling in or typing in, so this is just great. She's in the video chat room with me. I am very excited about that. She's also another fan of Jackie Chan. It says, my phone will not let me call in. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm like, that's okay. So she's like, she's here for support. So, Terry, hi. I'm going to actually write this on my, I'm going to write this. Hold on for a second. I'm going to, she's in the chat room. This is going to be funny. I know I'm going to make her laugh. Terry. I'm posting something on my Facebook. She's in the chat room with me. And, oh, I spell it, let's see, with me. Terry's in the chat room with me, so I posted that up now. Yay! Me too, Terry, me too. Let's see. So she can actually listen to it. So I actually have the video chat up. And two telephone numbers, 347-989-1473. And the guest call in is 877-907-7217. Oh, boy. I can talk a lot if I want. But see, hold up for a second. I need some water. Water! I'm drinking some water! And if, I just want to say hi. If Jackie Chan's listening, hi. And all the stuntmen, hi. I want to hear in the video chat. Okay. Can you hear me, Terry? I don't know. I guess I don't know if you can pop up the Terry she can, if people on the video chat, if they actually can listen to me while they're typing at the same time. I don't know. So, you know, like I said, some of the stuff is still kind of new to me, so I don't know if you can listen to the show at the same time as you're in the chat room. Maybe you can. Maybe you can open up a different box and such. Ah, she can. This is so weird because he's typing, and I'm actually talking on the show with him. Yay! This is awesome, talking live on the air with one of my sisters. Anybody, you know, you can video chat, you can go on the chat room, and there's two numbers, 347-989-1473, and telephone number 877-907-7217. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. And technology is such a great, wonderful thing because you can get a hold of people so much easier nowadays. And it's just sheer enjoyment. I mean, that's the one thing about technology. You can talk anywhere and with anyone around the world. And my show is actually archived, and, you know, it can be listened to any country, any city, any state. And, you know, even if people don't listen to it live, they can listen to it anytime they want. And, you know, it's something which is really, really amazing because I never thought I'd be doing any of this my whole entire life. And I want to take a little break. What I'm going to do is I want you people to listen to this song, which is a song in the film Falcarim. Now, you know the song sets a mode in a film. And our film is an epic film. You know, we're the superheroes, and let me say once again, we are training, and as we're training, they're filming us, and it's like I feel like I'm working on a Jackie Chan set. So this song, Battle Song, goes with my brother, but I call him Director Z. You know, it's all about working one on the set, and let me say, if I can't work with Director Z, I'll never be able to work with Jackie Chan. But anyway, this song, Battle Song, is with my brother, Director Z, the man, the myth, the legend himself, which he actually is playing Thor. So you've got to see the picture of him playing Thor. It's utterly, utterly amazing. He's wicked awesome at everything he does. He's a composer and many other things. But this song is going to help set the mood. I mean, there's many, many other films, you know, other songs in the film. So I want you to hear, it's called Battle Song. I'm going to cue it up, and I'm going to talk to Terry when I cue it up. Let's see. Okay, this is Battle Song by Ahura Zecora DeLisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And as you hear the song, you will see, you will not see, but you will hear, I'm multitasking here, can you tell? You will feel and hear why it's an epic song for an epic film. Once again, this is Battle Song. Enjoy!
Thank you.
And that is Battle Song with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Ahura Zippor Delezia and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And I'm talking to Terry in the chat room and asking her something. I think I know why. I know why. Young people out there won't know what we're talking about, but I know why. you know. Yes. Terry, it's a long story. it is. Just type in a Terry in the chat room. Let's see, it is, oh, I'm still here. Okay, so, you know, the week, it's the beginning of really the holiday seasons, and I'm still talking to Terry in the chat room. Hold on, keep trying to multitask and do this one, but okay. Now, you know, I try to do a couple different pages on Facebook, and there's one that I've done. It's called "You Are Worth It," and it's actually for the kids out there. You know, I dedicated it with, like, I had my own bullies growing up, and, you know, it's something where I know there's this terrible trend. I came and saw a terrible, terrible trend where the kids are being bullied and beat up, and they're taking their lives, and they show it like their suicide note is off of YouTube. And it's just a sad, sad thing, and they feel alone. So I started a page called You Are Worth It. So it's something where I don't know if kids will actually ever see it or whatever, because, I mean, they're on Facebook. And I want to know that all the kids out there that are feeling bullied, I was there too. And I want you to know that you're not alone out there. And it's so much better for you kids to be here on the planet. Do you know what I mean? It's like, how do you not know you kids out there that feel alone? How do you not know in the future you might be able to do your dreams? Because I never thought in a million years I'd be working on film sets and doing the things I'm doing. You know, you might be the ones, the adults, that might cure cancer. I mean, if you like animals, maybe you're going to save animals. Maybe you're going to save little kitties and little puppy dogs. And, you know, there's many things. Maybe you'll be the next type of Jackie Chan. You know, I mean, that's something you're going to really think of. You know, I just, I know you're alone. And I really hope you kids know that you're important. And you deserve a life like anybody else. And I just wish I could reach out to all the kids out there that feel alone and give you all hugs and tell you that you're just as special as anybody else. And to me, when I look at you kids and you say about being bullied, you look so normal to me. And some of you girls are really extremely cute, and you little boys, I just want you to know you're just as special as anybody else. And I guarantee it. If you take your life, people are going to miss you. You just don't realize it. There are people that do love you. And it's such a hard time in your life. Believe me, I know, because I was there. And I just want to give you, I wish I all, you know, give you all love and hugs out there. I really, really wish I could. And so I have a Facebook page. Now, I just want to say I'm not a doctor. I'm not a therapist. I'm just saying it's my own experience. So, you know, if it's something professional help, I mean, there is help out there. I can't tell you where to go and such because I don't know people's credentials and such. All I can say is speak of my own experience and to let you know, as an adult, here I am. I am here. I'm 42 years old. I went through it, and I guarantee you, when you get older and you're an adult, those bullies are not going to matter. They're not going to matter at all. And I'm typing in my chat room here. So anybody wants to call in, I'm going to have a few more minutes, about four more minutes, but what I want to do is I'm going to end the show, and I'm going to end the show with the song The Fighter. And I want to dedicate it to all those kids out there that feel so alone. And, you know, this song, is actually, I'm going to let you know that this song, The Fighter, it's very special to me. My nephews, Cardiac and Sacrifice, did this song. And I'm actually a little hard to talk about this, but I'm actually going to, in my film that I'm going to be making called The Dishwasher, which has a Jackie Chan film, I'm the lead and doing the stunts and stuff, and I'm so very, very happy. And yes, I think my major cast are all Asian, so it's something where I'm just so thrilled. But the song The Fighter is actually going to be dedicated to Sarah, which was a young mom who lost her battle with cancer. And it's going to be dedicated in the film. It's one of my theme songs, The Fighter. So it's going to be immortalized in my film forever towards Sarah. And I never got to meet her. And Sarah is, once again, my nephew, Sacrifice, was his wife, and she left behind two young boys. And, you know, from what I heard, she was an amazing, amazing young woman. So on my half thing that I can do, I'm trying not to put the right words here, cause sometimes I just don't know what to say. I just feel like the right thing to do in my own way, because I love this song with all my heart, is to put a dedication in the film. Somehow, some way, I think I'm going to write something at the end of the credits and stuff after the film. But the song The Fighter, which I'm, you know, tonight I'm dedicating to all those kids out there, you know, and it's just amazing that kids want to take their life because they're bullies. And every single kid out there that's being bullied, you shouldn't think of death as the way out. And I survived. I know I've talked with other people, you know, that have gone through the experience. So for you kids out there tonight, I'm ending the show. The song The Fighter is for you. And all you kids out there, you know, I really would give you lots of hugs and lots of loves if I could. And just hang in there. So this song tonight, The Fighter, is dedicated to you. Everyone, have a good night.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Meet them head to head, I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.